If a student or teacher contracts COVID-19 or has COVID-19-like symptoms, they will be required to stay home, says state epidemiologist Angela Dunn.
Those who are close contacts to a confirmed COVID case at school will have the option of having modified quarantine. This means that they will be able to attend school if their parents would like them to.
Students in modified quarantine won't be allowed to participate in after-school activities, extracurriculars, or go to any other public locations. They are only permitted to go to school, where they will be expected to wear a mask and socially distance, just like the other students. One reporter asked about the possibility of asymptomatic spread in schools. Governor Herbert said this.
I'm sure there's no guarantee that it can't be spread in schools like it can be spread anyplace else. We're trying to mitigate and minimize, including closing down the classroom and maybe closing down the school.
Decisions on whether or not to close down schools will be made by the individual districts, says the State Board of Ed Superintendent Sydney Dixon. Schools have the latitude to create a hybrid of online and in-person instructions, or they can decide to be fully remote. Governor Herbert says that adapting to the ever-evolving coronavirus pandemic reminds him of a game of whack-a-mole.
We're whacking the mole, and as we think we've solved one problem, it creates another problem, or it has an impact somewhere else, and we have to whack that mole, and that creates another issue.
But Governor Herbert says he's optimistic about the recent downward trend in new coronavirus cases. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.